This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris struck a tougher tone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during their meeting Thursday. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
It was part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. He'd earlier addressed lawmakers in Congress and met with the U.S. president. A ceasefire has been the subject of negotiations for months. U.S. officials believe the parties are closer than ever before to a deal for a six-week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages.
Australia has imposed financial sanctions and travel bans on seven Israeli settlers in a religious group occupying parts of the occupied West Bank. From Sydney, VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Australia Thursday imposed restrictions on seven Israeli settlers. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said those sanctioned had been involved in grave violence against Palestinians, including alleged sexual assault and torture. The move follows an International Court of Justice opinion that Israeli settlements in Palestinian territory were illegal under international law. Australia has also sanctioned the Israeli religious group Hilltop Youth, which is dedicated to establishing settler outposts throughout the West Bank. Palestinians say violence perpetrated by Israeli settlers is aimed at expanding Israeli control. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
More at VOA News.